Daily Devotional. Samuel 9. At the King's Table. Guru. Noah's all right. You're starting a little sweaty footy, I'm black thought. Yesterday we traced the arc of David's victories and the danger of letting success eclipse worship. Today, the Spirit pauses the military drumbeat and invites us into a quiet room in Jerusalem where grace changes a broken man's life forever. Few narratives match 2 Samuel 9 for sheer tenderness. Yet, for Western eyes, its shock value often slips by. Ancient Near Eastern kings customarily slaughtered the surviving heirs of a rival dynasty. David does the opposite. In doing so, he opens a window into the very heart of God. Tooth, reading the text. I encourage you to read the entire chapter aloud, only 13 verses, in the New International Version or any faithful translation. Hear the names, feel the pauses. Then come back and let us walk slowly together. Saifri India Olir Sa'a. 3. Historical and Cultural Lens. 1. Royal Protocol. Archaeological tablets from Marian Assyria record wholesale purges of previous dynasties. David's search for anyone left of the House of Saul, Ver 1, New International Version, would normally signal doom. 2. Lodabar, likely situated east of the Jordan near Gilead. The name could mean no pasture or no word, hinting at barrenness and exile, apt for Mephibosheth's life. 3. Table Fellowship. Sharing a royal meal, sealed covenant loyalty. Excavations at Tel Dan show large banqueting halls where vassals pledged fealty. To eat continually at the king's table meant permanent protection. 4. Physical disability. Verse 13 notes that Mephibosheth was lame in both feet. In many ancient cultures, the disabled were seen as bad omens or unfit for leadership. /Hittite Law, Tablet Power 4. David overturns the stigma. Neskosani, /Soishpa. 4. Word instruction notes. Hesed, the Hebrew word in verse 1, translated kindness or steadfast love. It is covenant love, loyal, active, costly. Psalm 136 repeats it 26 times. Mephibosheth, probably from the mouth of shame or from Baal is shame, echoing Saul's complicated legacy. Literary design. The narrative is almost chiastic. A David's question. Van 1. B. Ziba summoned. Verse 2. 3. C. Mephibosheth before the king. Verse 6. 7. B. Ziba instructed. Verse 9 to 11. A David's enduring provision. Verse 12 to 13. Center. C. holds the gospel. Tzuvo, theological themes. 1. Covenant faithfulness. David acts for Jonathan's sake. For 1. Our salvation likewise rests on a covenant made before we were born. Father and Son pledging redemption. John 17:24. 2. Grace to the outcast. Lame, landless, and hiding. Mephibosheth pictures humanity after the fall. Grace seeks him first. V3. Speaks peace. VN 7. Restores inheritance. VN 7. And shares table fellowship. V11. 3. Kingdom reversal. The powerless become honored guests. Jesus echoes this in Luke 14:13-24 when he tells us to invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. 4. Typology of Christ medieval writers called David Figura Christi here, the king who spares a rival's heir, much as Christ welcomes his former enemies, Romans 5:10. Six, voices from the ages. Augustine saw in Mephibosheth the soul bowed by the crippling of sin, yet lifted to the table of grace. John Calvin highlighted political wisdom, but concluded, yet policy alone cannot explain such mercy. The finger of God points us to Christ. Charles Spurgeon loved preaching this chapter. It is the gospel in miniature, searching grace, initiating love, complete restoration. Modern scholarship, A.G. Walter Brueggemann adds that David also strengthens his throne politically. Scripture often shows divine motives working through human ones. The tension only magnifies grace. God weaves pure gold through mixed threads. Non dago lash o one slahla in henaho, choice to learn to fashqua oa your flat corn. 7. Cross-referencing the story. 1 Samuel 20-14 his 17, 42, Jonathan's covenant of Hesed. Micah 6:8, love mercy, Hesed. Psalm 23:5, you prepare a table before me. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Ephesians 2:4-7, God made us alive with Christ and seated us with Him. Zikwad do norisa ufur oflash ahwa flash yafu poverti no obash la la barbash or cyan opa itu wash. 8. Spiritual application. Questions for the day. 1. Whom have I written off as too far, too broken, or too risky to love? 2. Do I believe God's invitation includes daily fellowship, not mere survival? 3. Am I content to stay in Lodabar, spiritual barrenness, when a seed is waiting? 4. Could my table, physical or figurative, become a place where outsiders taste the kingdom? Practices. Set an extra chair at dinner this week as a visual reminder to pray for, and perhaps invite, someone overlooked. Memorize 2 Samuel 9:7. Say it with your name in Mephibosheth's place. Write a note of Hesed to someone who cannot repay you. Sleis, plate ja lai sait. Nice. A hymn for meditation. There's a wideness in God's mercy. Frederick W. Faber, 1854. Sing or read stanza 2. There is welcome for the sinner, and more graces for the good. There is mercy with the Saviour. There is healing in His blood. Ten. Closing prayer. King of endless Hesed, you sought us in our barrenness, spoke peace to our fear, and set us at your table with nail-scarred hands. May we carry the fragrance of that feast into every barren place today. Make our homes, our words, our churches places where Mephibosheths find welcome. For the sake of Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of God. Amen.